This jacket is way too serious, so I'm gonna throw it away. Welcome to another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups with Sarah Murray Little. These are my love handles. And I'm just gonna throw my jacket up here. Today's episode is all about increasing your libido. First things first, folks, let's have a little sex ed today, shall we? You know, I realized yesterday, strange thing, I realized yesterday just how fucked up the world is. In fact, we have sex, our bodies, our life so backwards, and I really want to shed some light on that and allow you to explode into ecstasy. Just kidding, not really. I really do want to shed some light on that because I found that a lot of people have things backwards, and those beliefs that we've got backwards are causing us to like play out these stories which lead to unhappiness, which lead to confusion in the relationships, conflict in relationships, confusion with our bodies, ourself. So I'm really wanting to dismantle and shed some light on it, baby. So first things first, sex education 101, all right? Women and men both have the need, the desire, the sexual desire to like have sex, right? We have that desire within us. We have the desire of feeling aroused, right? Always, always, even if you're not very sexual. Even if you're like, ah, Sarah, geez, girl, I ain't no sexual being, I'm dry as. You know, even if you're feeling like you're dry and you're not sexual and you're not turned on and you're not horny as fuck, like, you still have that. But here's the thing, darling. Your brakes are on, right? So we have two things. We have an accelerator, that, like, mechanism in us that says, let's fuck. And we have the brakes, which say, hell no, we're at your parents' house and there are people all around us that could walk in and any moment bust us, right? So accelerator, brakes. So the thing is, with a lot of women, the brakes are on more than the accelerator. Because the context, baby, it's all about the context. That means, like, there's like a messy house, the children are screaming, you've got to feed the dog, the cat's meowing, like all this shit has just piled up and your brakes are just hardcore on, right? Even if your partner comes up and gives you a little tickle and caresses you, right? And your brakes are on because you're like fucking stressed as from the environment that you're in, you're not gonna find that like attractive or horny because your brakes are on, baby. You know, same thing in a car. You try and drive your car with the brake on, like, I don't know what you call it in America, like in Australia, I think it's, what am I talking about? Like the gear stick thing, the big brake in the car. Like when that's on and you're trying to drive the car, you ain't gonna get nowhere, darling, because the brakes are on. Take the brake off, put it down, take your foot off the brake, foot on the accelerator, baby, you're going places, right? Same thing with us, women and men, we are no different. We both have the same thing. We both have brakes and accelerators. Are your brakes on full time? Which seems to be the case for so many women. The thing is, we are living in a society of fucking too much stress. We are. And excuse me if I'm swearing a lot, it's because I'm really passionate. And I want you to hear this message. You need to hear this message. So this is why I talk about the pleasure lifestyle. About creating this lifestyle around us which feels good to us. Whether that be like cutting shit out of our life that we don't need, whether that be just not being a neat freak all the time. Have you looked around my house lately? What are you for? Whatever it is, we need to like cut things out that don't serve us. We need to create the context to take the brakes off, to be able to feel aroused more, to let ourselves feel aroused more, because we're already aroused. Same is true for men and women. If you're a man watching this and you're like, uh-huh, that's my why my wife doesn't want to have sex, It's not because you're doing the wrong thing. Half the time you're probably doing the right thing. Half the time you're caressing her, loving her, giving her affection, going down on her miraculously. Good job, boys. But it's not because of that. Her brakes are on. Release the brakes, babe. You release the brakes. So there you have it. Next time, I think I'm going to do a video on how to like release the brakes fully and step into the accelerator hardcore, baby, because that is so important. Now you know the secret. So it's not hard. You can try these little tricks, buy all these little toys, like go to all these little like sex shops and sex bows and watch porn with your lover. But if the brakes are on for your lover, like hardcore, it's gonna be hard to get in the mood. So take a step back, take the brakes off, create a pleasure lifestyle, and then you know what to do. Go get them. Thanks for watching. And if you like this video, please like it and share it with your friends, because the more people that know about sex, the better, right? It makes for a lovelier place when we're well fucked. So please share the video. Please subscribe if you haven't already. And come on over to Instagram. Join me at Sarah Marie Little. And I'll see you next time. Bye.